Let's listen.
Shh.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm Ben, and today I have a wonderful story for you. Tom and the Hidden Garden. Pia will tell you how a patient boy brings a secret garden back to life with tiny helpers. Get cozy, open your ears wide, and listen closely. Here comes Pia with the magic.
Hello, little gardeners. I'm Pia, and I'm so happy to share a gentle tale about a hidden place that wakes up when someone cares. It's about Tom, tiny neighbors you might never notice, and the calm power of trying again and again. Take a deep breath. Imagine the smell of fresh soil, and let your shoulders relax. Now get comfy and enjoy listening. Our story is about to begin. Tom had just moved into a small brick house with a bright red door. He liked the creaky porch and the smell of pancakes that clung to the kitchen. But what tugged at his curiosity was the fence covered in vines behind the garage. One afternoon, he heard a soft scritch, scritch, like tiny fingers brushing wood. He pushed aside the leafy curtain and found a narrow, hidden gate. The latch stuck, then popped with a gentle clink. Tom squeezed through, one step, two steps, and landed in a wild tangle of green. It was a garden, but not a tidy one. It was a whispery, twisty, tiptoe kind of place. Do you know that shivery feeling of finding a secret? Tom felt it from his socks to his smile. He looked around. Brambles made prickly arches. Weeds wore their tallest hats. The air smelled like damp dirt and old dreams. A broken trellis leaned sideways, and a stone path disappeared under a blanket of leaves. Something glittered on his stump. A bead? No, just a drop of sap. Then he heard it. A teeny tiny sneeze. Achoo! It sounded like a crumb sneezing. Tom froze, then whispered, "Hello?" Another sneeze answered, polite but surprised. The leaves near his shoe quivered as if someone or something was hiding underneath. "I won't step on you," Tom promised softly. He knelt, brushed aside a fern, and waited with his breath tucked in his chest. Waiting can be hard. Tom tried anyway. Out peeked three faces, each the size of a strawberry. They wore petal hats and moss capes. One had a dandelion puff moustache. "Are you a stomper?" asked the smallest, whose voice sounded like a raindrop. "I'm Tom," he said. "Are you tiny neighbours?" The tallest straightened his twig belt. "We are Spriglings. I'm Elder Thimble. This is Pip and Moss." Pip waved an acorn cup shyly. Moss wiped her nose with a curled leaf. Elder Thimble's shoulders drooped. "Our garden is tired. No one believes in us anymore, and the weeds don't listen." Tom looked at the wild green sea and felt a small brave bubble rise in his chest. "Maybe I can help?" Pip blinked. "You can?" Tom nodded. "I can try." "It's too big," Moss whispered. "Too tangled," Pip added. Elder Thimble nodded sadly. Tom swallowed and looked closer. The mess was huge, but not everywhere. He pointed to a square near the path. "We can start here, slow and steady, patch by patch," he said it again, like a drumbeat. "Slow and steady, patch by patch." Elder Thimble's eyes twinkled a little. "A good rule," he said. Tom borrowed his dad's old gloves, grabbed a hand trowel, and pushed up his sleeves. The Spriglings trotted beside him with acorn buckets and a snail shell scoop. Tom smiled at the funny tools. "Teamwork?" he asked. "Teamwork," they answered, and their voices made a soft chiming sound, like dewdrops cheering. "Do you like plans?" Tom did now. They worked on the first patch. Snip, snip went the clippers. Scritch, scritch went the trowel. Tom's glove was so big it flopped like a fish when he waved, and Pip giggled. "Floppy fish glove," he sang. They piled thorny stems carefully. Elder Thimble taught Tom to stack sticks into a tidy teepee for birds. "A home from the mess," he said. Tom liked that. He cut back a stubborn vine, and sunlight slid into the patch like warm butter. "Hello, light," Moss whispered, stroking a leaf. Tom's arms felt wobbly, but his heart hummed. When the patch looked clear, they all stepped back. It wasn't perfect, yet it was better. "Slow and steady, patch by patch," Tom said again, and the garden seemed to listen. At the center stood a dry stone fountain shaped like a lily pad. A frog spout sat silent, its mouth dusty. Tom tapped it. Tunk, tunk. A curled leaf inside the bowl held a note, faded but neat. Elder Thimble read slowly, each word like a pebble placed in a line. "Wake me with patience and water and three good things." Pip tilted his head. "Three good things?" Moss hugged her elbows. "Do we bake cookies?" Tom ran a finger over the frog's stone nose. "Maybe the fountain wants care and kindness and time," he said. Elder Thimble nodded. "Time is heavy, but we will lift it together." The note crinkled, and the frog's stone eyes seemed to gleam. Or was that just dust? Water first. Tom found an old metal watering can. Empty. The garden hose was too short. He remembered the barrel by the shed that caught rain. The can felt heavy when full. Almost 2 gallons. Tom puffed, but he had an idea. He rolled his toy wagon over, set the can inside, and pulled, bump, 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 along the gravel. Pip trotted beside him, steadying the spout with both hands. They poured slowly around the fountain, letting the ground drink. The soil sighed. "Not too fast," Elder Thimble warned. "Roots sip like babies." Tom smiled. "Slow and steady," he said, and the words felt right in his mouth, like a small spell. A drip clung to the frog's lip, then fell with a hopeful plip into the dry bowl. Next came weeding. Tom tugged a tall weed, but the top snapped off. He groaned. "I want it done now." Elder Thimble touched Tom's wrist. "Roots hold tight when pulled in a hurry. Wiggle, loosen, lift." He showed Tom how to poke the soil around the base, count to 10, then pull gently. Tom tried. 1, 2, 3, 10. The whole root slid out like a white ribbon. "Yes," he whispered. Moss clapped her tiny hands. They made a rhythm of it. Wiggle, loosen, lift. Count to 10. Wiggle, loosen, lift. It felt slower, but faster in the end. Do you ever go slower to go faster? It's a funny trick that works. Tom grinned. The dirt felt cool on his fingers, like friendly cake crumbs. They planted marigolds, green beans, and a row of strawberry starts. Elder Thimble brought out a tiny wooden ruler. "Leave space to grow," he advised. Tom used his own ruler and measured neat gaps, about 6 inches between beans. He poked holes with his finger, dropped in seeds, and patted them to bed. Pip whispered wishes into each hole. "Grow tall, grow tasty, grow friendly." Moss tucked a small feather as a good luck flag. Tom hummed a little tune without words. He liked how the soil swallowed the seeds and kept them safe. "We'll be back," he promised. "We will wait and watch and water." He said it again softly. "Wait, watch, water." Sometimes saying a thing makes it feel real, like drawing a map for your heart. Days went by. After school, Tom tiptoed to the gate. He watered just enough, not too much. He checked the soil with his finger, cool and damp, like chocolate cake that isn't ready yet. He whispered, "Wait, watch, water," and the words felt like stepping stones. He pulled a few new weeds, counting to 10 each time. He set a stick to measure the water in the barrel and marked it with a pen. He sighed sometimes. Waiting is a wiggly kind of work. The sprigglings kept him company. Moss told stories about ladybugs. Pip practiced balancing two acorn cups at once. Elder Thimble listened to the wind and nodded. "Patience has a sound," he said. "Shh. Hear it? Maybe you hear it now too. A quiet that isn't empty. One morning, Tom almost missed it. A speck of green poked up, then another beside it, like little noses sniffing the air. "They're here," he cried. The sprigglings danced a dewdrop dance, their feet making the softest tick-tick on the stones. Tom knelt and smiled until his cheeks warmed the air. The sprouts were tiny as eyelashes, but they were real. Isn't it funny how small things can make big feelings? "Welcome, beans," Tom whispered. The fountain gave a sudden gulp, not a burp exactly, more like a throat clearing. Plip. Then silence again. Elder Thimble bowed to the frog spout. "He is listening." Tom felt a flutter of wonder, the kind that makes your shoulders relax and your eyes grow wider all at once. Then, trouble. Leaves wore tiny bite marks like polka dots. "Slugs," Moss sighed. Tom scrunched his nose. "I don't want to hurt them, but I don't want hungry plants either." Elder Thimble nodded. "We make a gentle fence." They crushed eggshells into a crunchy ring around each patch. Tom found a fat slug named Lug gliding on a strawberry leaf. "Hello, Lug," he said. "Strawberries are not for you." He slid Lug carefully onto a lettuce leaf and carried him to the compost pile, which was slug heaven. "Eat here," Tom suggested. Pip waved goodbye. "Bon appetit." That night, the leaves hardly had new bites. Tom felt proud. He had solved a problem with care. Slow and steady, patch by patch. Kind and clever, side by side. A hot week arrived. The sun pressed down like a warm blanket you couldn't kick off. The soil dried quickly. Tom worried. He didn't want to flood the plants, but they needed steady sips. He made a drip feeder from a plastic bottle. Tiny holes poked in the lid and tied it to a stick with twine 3 feet from the bean row. Drip, drip, he checked. The ground grew dark and calm. Pip and Moss made shade umbrellas from big leaves and stuck them into the soil. The sprigglings fanned the baby plants with feather fans. It was funny and sweet to watch, like a tea party for roots. The fountain frog seemed to nod. Tom wiped his forehead and smiled. "We can do hard days," he said. One night, a storm marched in. The wind whistled wild tunes, and rain pounded the leaves. Tom couldn't sleep. He pictured the sprouts shivering. He asked his mom, "May I check the backyard?" She nodded and handed him a flashlight. Squish, squish, went his boots. In the hidden garden, he draped old crates over the smallest plants to shield them. Pip grabbed the corner of a falling leaf umbrella and flew for a moment, squeaking, then landed with a giggle. Elder Thimble sang a low, steady song that sounded like stones holding hands. Tom's hat flew off and smacked the fence. Thop! He laughed, even in the rain. "Hold on, beans," he said. "Sometimes brave feels wet and a little silly." Still, he stayed until the storm yawned away. Morning brought a rainbow and puddles like friendly mirrors. Tom hurried to the fountain. A thread of water slid from the frog's mouth. Then another. Plip, plip, plip. "He's waking," Moss whispered. Tom remembered the note. Patience, water, and three good things. "We've had patience and water," he said. "What are the three good things?" Elder Thimble looked at Tom. "Maybe you know." Tom thought. Yesterday, he had picked up the mail his neighbor dropped, and he had thanked his mom for dinner, and he had shared his favorite cookie with his little cousin who visited. Three good things. The frog blinked, yes, blinked, and the trickle grew steady. Tom laughed out loud. Kindness is water for the heart. The garden drank and the frog sang a soft gurgle. As the fountain flowed, a seam appeared at its base. Stone slid against stone. A little door swung open with a careful creak. Inside lay a velvet-lined nook with tiny tools, acorn trowels, thistle brushes, and a slim book bound in leaf. Elder Thimble lifted it with both hands. "The garden's gentle guide," he read. Pip's eyes shone. Moss traced a picture of moonflowers with her fingertip. Tom knelt, feeling like he had been trusted with a secret older than the fence. "It was always here," he whispered. Elder Thimble nodded. "Sometimes treasure hides until you look with your whole self." The frog fountain burbled a happy sound, and the air smelled like mint and fresh rain. "Do you feel that? That hush that means a surprise is really true?" Days bloomed. The marigolds opened like tiny suns. Bean vines reached for strings, and then for the sky. Strawberries turned from white to pink to bright red. Tom picked one and took a careful bite. Sweetness burst on his tongue. He shared the next berry with Pip and Moss, who held it like a red moon. Bees came, busy and fuzzy, bumping gently into flowers. Tom learned to notice small wonders, the rainbow on a spider web, the way a ladybug's shell opens like secret doors, the soft tick of seeds falling from a pod. The sprigglings laughed more, and Elder Thimble's back seemed straighter. "Patience grows roots," he said. Tom tucked those words into his pocket, right next to a shiny pebble that felt lucky. There was one stubborn corner the sun forgot. It stayed gloomy, and nothing grew but doubt and nettles. Tom called it the quiet patch. "Maybe it needs a different kind of help," he said. Elder Thimble opened the leaf-bound guide. "For shy places, sing and stay," he read. So they did. Each afternoon, Tom sat by the quiet patch. He hummed. He watered a little. He told the soil what he saw that day. A kite stuck in a tree. A cloud shaped like a turtle. A funny joke about a spoon. Pip brought smooth stones to warm the ground. Moss planted moonflower seeds that liked the night. "We will wait and watch and water," Tom promised. Slow and steady, patch by patch, gentle and true. On evening, when the sky was the color of blueberries, Tom returned with a flashlight. He turned it off and let the moon do the glowing. A silver-white bud trembled. Then another. The moonflowers began to open, petals unfolding like quiet fireworks. Tom and the sprigglings held their breath. The blossoms gave out a soft, lemony scent. The quiet patch wasn't quiet anymore. It whispered hello with glowing faces. The fountain song changed to a clear, steady stream, and the frog spoke, yes, spoke, in a voice like pebbles rolling. "Thank you," he said, as if the word had been waiting a long time. Tom smiled so wide his ears joined in. Wonders do wake up when we stay with them. Isn't that a lovely thought to keep? The next day, Tom brought his mom to the gate. She blinked at the bright marigolds and the beans climbing their ladder. "You've made a wonder," she said, putting a hand on his shoulder. Tom looked down, and for a heartbeat, he saw Pip and Moss peeking from behind a strawberry leaf, waving. Elder Thimble bowed, though Tom's mom didn't notice. "Some treasures offer eyes that look closely." Tom whispered, "Thank you," to the garden and to the tiny friends he would always believe in. He traced the familiar words in the air. Wait, watch, water. Slow and steady, patch by patch. The fountain sang. A bee zigzagged. Tom felt peaceful, like a page turning softly. And you, dear listener, what small wonder will you notice today?